Today on the OA News Overtime Podcast, Auburn won a football game for the first time in several weeks. Auburn beats Mississippi State. Auburn gets it all. And all of a sudden, what a difference the game makes. All of a sudden, the schedule, you go from four straight losses, and it looks like Auburn might be going to four straight wins. I'm Justin Lee. I'm here with Adam Cole, and I'm here with Callie Stanford. Adam Cole and Callie Stanford, what did we learn today?
I'm kind of shocked it took them so long to change up the offensive philosophy. Because, granted, steep drop-off in terms of, like, level of competition, but...
Is this really what they were waiting for? Like, just a couple successful series?
At least...
They're like, oh, that's enough. I've seen enough.
At least, like, I don't know. That's what Hugh Freeze claimed all week. But the other thing that blew my mind looking back on it was he said earlier this week that he's more comfortable with the offense running tempo. Philip Montgomery's more comfortable with the offense running tempo. And Peyton Thorne looks more comfortable with the offense running tempo.
Sure.
And I just don't understand why that has been sacrificed with this concern of defensive depth to this point. I know there have been some concerns and whatever, but, like, they looked so much better today.
Right.
And I'm just blown away that it took them this long to be like, all right, well, we'll do this.
Right. Callie, what did Peyton say? Peyton said something about, you know, just getting those early completions get you going, right?
Yeah, like he wasn't even talking about the 45-yard touchdown throw. It was just he stated five, but he was talking about like the 2 6-yard passes, and he was like, yeah man, the 5-yard passes just make you feel good about it, kind of throw the defense off. And like he was kind of smiley afterwards, like you could just tell like he felt really good about it afterwards and seemed really comfortable.
All to say, just to recap, I mean, everyone watched the game, but you come out opening drive, march down the field, which is what you want to do against an inferior opponent. And you want to do in a pretty can't-lose game. I mean, not can't-lose, but, you know, you didn't want to lose that game. And he said as much as post-game press conference. He stopped short of saying, you know, I never want to say this. He stopped short of saying can't-lose, but I think he said is, you know, you didn't want to lose the game. Yeah. So, Mississippi State writer was yelling about something. I don't know what he's mad about. I'd be mad if I had to cover that offense every week. Auburn's offense, clamps down in the second half, still bad, but I don't know. All right, so the question is the talent gap, that's been the excuse, right?
Yes.
Is that what we're seeing? Is that the excuse? Is that real? Is that what we're watching? Because, you're shaking your head. I think Auburn was worse in the first few weeks than the talent gap was wide.
I would agree with that. I also just think, like, you can make it the excuse all you want. I'm not going to argue the fact that, like, Georgia and LSU have more talented rosters from a recruiting standpoint than Auburn at this point.
Of course.
But, like, your offense was incompetent until, like, I don't know. The example everybody has pointed to was the last drive of last weekend against Ole Miss. And I know there's been a handful of those examples. But I don't think it was that big of an excuse.
Sure. Right. If there's levels to it.
There are.
There's levels to it. Because you're like, you played a tough stretch, but like it was also just a historically bad passing offense.
Yes.
Anyway, Callie, what do you see for this stretch? I kind of wrote about the Iron Bowl because none of these games matter, and all these teams they play are bad, which we'll get into. But Callie, do you think, you know, they needed this? All the students who came here, they needed it, right? But to get the win, I mean, do you think that they're on the warpath for the Iron Bowl and that it should be a good environment, right?
I would think so. I feel like it's to a point where any scrap of hope is a good thing. Because, like you're saying, it was downhill for four straight weeks.
Right.
And people, I think, were holding on. And, like, we pointed out during the game, it's Hallow Weekend, which is a college holiday. Like, the kids left early, and that's just going to happen on a weekend like this. But I think they're going to be looking for it, especially because, it's New Mexico State. Like, there's only one big home game left, and you go all out for the Iron Bowl regardless. So I think there's going to be a lot of excitement in the air. And Q talked for 12 minutes in the locker room, partied the entire time to where we could hear it through the wall. Like, I think that's the kind of energy the student section should be bringing. But again, you know, got to get back to campus, got to feel the vibe, got to see how people are feeling.
Sure. I think the thing is, so we... We might be about to watch Auburn win four straight games Arkansas is the big one. Auburn next plays Vanderbilt. Arkansas is not good, though. And that's, it's a weird thing because the eye test is like, oh, they were in a shootout with LSU. They were in a shootout with Ole Miss. KJ Jefferson plays there. But, you know, and sometimes teams get worse throughout the season once things have fallen off the rails, and that may have happened. Fergie was pointing out, you know, for me, eye test, Arkansas, gonna be a tough game. Fergie points out just like Auburn's offense is bad and Arkansas is like somehow worse, even entering today. So Auburn plays Vanderbilt next. Is Arkansas after that or is it New Mexico?
Yeah, it's at Vanderbilt, at Arkansas, then home at New Mexico State.
Okay.
And the other thing.
See, and that's why I'm talking about the Iron Bowl, because Auburn is bowl eligible. They did it today. They're going to beat New Mexico State, they're going to beat Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. So the only stakes left are, can you get the environment, get everything stirred up to where a 2021 Iron Bowl can happen again?
Yeah.
You agree, right? Like
I do.
They're bowl eligible.
I do, and I think the really interesting thing about that Arkansas game, too, is like they made a midseason coordinator firing, and I also think just from what I've seen and read, I think they're at 2 wins now. I think a lot of people feel like Sam Pittman's coaching for his job, which I can't even imagine the level of – I mean, heck, we watched that last year, didn't we? Somebody coaching for their job, and you just saw the level of pressure and the dysfunction.
Yep.
And I don't think it looks like folks are coming together to save Sam Pittman's job in that locker room necessarily.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how it goes now that they've fired their OC. But I think if that offense doesn't look at all better under the interim, like I think Auburn's got a pretty decent chance in Fayetteville.
Oh, my gosh. When – okay. Auburn plays Vanderbilt next. Is it Arkansas, then New Mexico State?
Yes.
What happens when – work with me here, Callie. Go with me on this journey. When Arkansas fires their coach and names an interim
– names De'Aaron McFadden.
No. Names interim Coach Williams,
uh-huh.
Travis Williams.
I see the vision.
Interim coach, just like Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. And so Auburn.
And then they beat Auburn – just like Texas A&M, yeah. Just like Auburn beat Texas A&M last year.
I see it.
Rallying the troops and rallying the locker room. I mean, it's not the same because Travis didn't go to Arkansas. But, if I were them and I fired Sam Pittman, I would name Travis my interim mm-hmm. coach. What if Auburn meets the most motivated Arkansas team?
I mean, it wouldn't end well.
It could happen. Anyway, good thing you won this game, and good thing Rivaldo caught that pass at Cal, because Auburn's going to go to a bowl. Barring Peyton and Robbie, like, both getting hurt and Vanderbilt somehow, I don't know, doing something. So, all told, a win. Auburn's offense in the second half still leaves a lot to be desired. Again, when I'm talking about the Iron Bowl, I'm talking about an offense moving from pitiful to bad. As long as it's bad. As long as it's as good as bad. Because the 2021 offense was bad, and they took Alabama to overtime. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but I think it's just possible that, you know, crazy things happen in Jordan-Hare.
I see, like, I can easily picture, and it is a fantasy in this moment, but, like, I can see Eugene Asante chasing the life out of the Alabama defense. I can see Peyton Thorne bawling out like he did
Jaylen.
In the first two drives. Like, it's in my head as something that's not impossible.
Jaylen McLeod, like, as he is a pass rusher specialist.
He looks great today.
He looks great. And, I mean, he gets after it. And even, you know, he's only going to end the season with like 3 or 4 sacks, but that doesn't matter. The pressures, the way he impacts a game. I'm just saying, if you can make Alabama abandon the run and get after their quarterbacks who aren't that good.
Quarterback that's not a quarterback.
McLeod had a really good play today. I think it was just a scramble from right, but he, like, did a really impressive job of disengaging from a blocker, was behind the play, and then managed to get in front of Wright, break down, and, like, stop him before, like, comfortable open yardage and comfortable open space. And that was one that really stuck out to me from him. But
right.
No, I feel like after this game, you feel like both sides of the ball finally have an identity. Even though we look pretty good in tempo so far, you just never committed to it. And obviously, like, the tempo is what stuck out. I think that drive, too, at the end of the first half. The other thing, for as much as they didn't have a lot of production in the second half, was that nearly, like, 6-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the first time I've felt like they have controlled the pace of the game with the offense this year. I don't feel like I've seen that before. And I think if they can get more of that over the next few weeks, I think that's going to bode really well heading into the final week of the year.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, it's not an A-plus game by the offense because
right.
it – you know, In the second half, it crumbled, and Hugh talked about it. I mean, they had one good drive where they let their air out of the ball and kicked a field goal. 12-play drive, field goal. That's good. And then other times, they were just backed up, and they had, like, 2 fourth-and-ones where you could have gone for it, and they're like, nah, just punt it because Mississippi State's quarterback is really bad, and just he's not going to go the length of the field, and he didn't. Again, it's excuses. Because he was like, oh, well, we can't run tempo because we're trying to end the game or whatever. It's an excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, stop being able to move the ball. Like, why? You know. Right. Anyway, we'll just have to see. Again, we're gaining more information every game. This time, again, if Auburn lost this game without the talent gap, it would have been the thing that everyone feared. Okay, the talent gap was not here. Auburn did win. Auburn was at home. Now, next question, obviously Vanderbilt's next, but the next question is Arkansas. No talent gap, but you're on the road. Can you win that game? But, you know, none of this matters.
We're on a floating rock.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in outer space. Callie, there are skeletons in our bodies right now.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I was transcribing Jalen McLeod's interview after, and basically the way I think I phrased the question was, like, offense plus defense equals football. Uh-huh. Is basically, there was offense, there was defense, we won the game.
A complete game.
Beautiful, Jalen. Sure. Thank you for the summary.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt leaving. I was like, yes, there was offense, there was defense.
Alex McPherson hit, two?
There was special teams, too!
And Oscar Chapman, baby. Yeah. You know, Oscar, I had my punt yardage.
Yeah, Oscar, he kicked a really good punt out of his own end zone.
He had a few pretty good ones.
Yeah, I gave them an A on the report card, so. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats reading the report card. But, yeah, it's a weird thing, man. A weird way the schedule went down. 4 really hard games. Texas A&M was not a really hard game. Don't let anyone gaslight any of you into believing that. They're bad. just because they recruited well. Whatever. But, anyway, three hard games. One game you have to throw excuses at. Now you have 4 games that Auburn might just win them all. Against bad teams. SEC is mid this year. It's not good. And I don't know, man. It's just, it's a weird thing. And, you know, we're just trying not to take too much out of it. You know, we're so back, it's so over. We're so back. It's so over. But I do say, and I keep, you know, and people keep, you know, people are replying to my column like, oh, you're crazy that I compete with Alabama. Like, all I said was that the town is going to be fired up. The town's going to be fired up. Whether you like it or not, you know, everyone's going to be ready for that Iron Bowl. They're going to want to do 2021 again. The same as Ole Miss. They wanted to do 2021 again. So, anyway. All right. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say.
Hope we get 4 overtimes.
We're in outer space.
I don't understand. Adam doesn't get it. He's not allowed to say that.
Okay. Nothing good happens in the Iron Bowl. No one has fun, and you just want to throw up. Correct. The entire time.
Nauseating.
Yeah, I tweeted that one time and got a lot of likes.
I'll bring my barf bag.
Yeah, you brace just, yourself. It's,
yeah, anyway, we're already looking forward to it 4 weeks from now, but it's only like 3 weeks, right? Whatever.
Like that. I don't know.
3 games, but 3.5. Anyway, this has been the OU News Overtime Podcast. Tune in to, we'll log on to OUNOW.com. For all the updates, next week, Nashville, Adam Cole will be there. Justin Lee and Callie Stanford might be there. We'll see. We got to find out. TBD. We'll let you know. This has been Overtime Podcast. See you next time. Adam is waving to
I'm
the recording.
I'm waving goodbye to you. You can't see it. I'm waving goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye.